views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Janice Underwood Show, unleashing the creator within for real. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice explores the life creator system, helping listeners access the tools needed to create the life experiences most appropriate for their soul's growth. In this hit show, you will learn about relationships, energetics, mind and body communication, quantum healing, intuition, and much more. Create the life you want, not the life you tolerate, on The Janice Underwood Show.
Well, hello, everyone. Happy Monday morning. I'm Janice Underwood, and you are listening to The Janice Underwood Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for a very interesting show. We have a very interesting show in store for you as we explore wisdom from the other side. And remember, each Monday on this show, we help you unleash the creator within you, giving you tools and bringing experts on in their field to help you create the life you want, not a life that you tolerate. And boy, do we just have a lot to tolerate, right? I was thinking about this that concept this week because life did not go as planned this week. And so whenever that happens, I really bring out my tool set. And that's what this show is about, is helping you get that tool set readily available to show up whenever you need it. All right. So today I have Susan Christensen with me. And Susan is a delight for me to have in my life. We met somewhat unexpectedly. And let me just tell you a little bit about her. You know, she is an amazing energy healer and a real-time channel. And, you know, her own energy healing experience led her unexpectedly into energy healing. She's a pranic healer, and she's a facilitator of a pranic healing free clinic every Tuesday night in her hometown of Austin, Texas. What else can I say about Susan? Oh, what's really cool about Susan is she has the ability to channel in a wide variety of healers, from ancient China to Ireland to the Pacific Islands, and she has access to those who are most appropriate for, you know, the people that she's working with, and it's always such a delight to see her work. So I'm really excited that she's here and that I can introduce you to her. So, hey, Susan, say hi to everyone.
Hi, Janice. Hi, everybody listening. It's lovely to be here and share this moment in time with you. Thank you for being here.
So, Susan, every week I like to move into the energy of gratitude. And so what I'm going to do, just because you and I have so much to talk about today, I'm going to just do my what I call my gratitude setting. It's just a small little prayer or intention, if you will. And it goes something like this. I thank all those who are present with us today, both listening and those from the other realms who are supporting us. And I'm so grateful for all that we have and all that we are and all that we experience in this life as souls. I give the deepest, deepest gratitude this day to my life, to breath, and to the soul, the spirit within all of us. And so it is. All right, Susan. Hi.
Hey.
I'm giggling because you and I, when we were talking about doing this show, we were both a little, what would we say, taken aback that we were going to be talking about death.
Yes.
Yes, that was a little bit of a surprise. So for our listeners, let me tell you why, though, as I spent some time with this message, it made a lot of sense. The Life Creator System, in its current form, is actually a lot of years of work that I've done with people, not only business and entrepreneurial people, but also those who were moving into transition. And I found myself unexpectedly in a death and dying arena for a few years, and had my own experiences with that, and also in assisting other people and hopefully giving them some good tools as well. And so Barbara is one of those people that came into my life very unexpectedly. And Susan, what I remember most about your mom's journey, and this is where we're going to start today, is that your mom's journey with death was the most accurate example, I think, that we could have of an actual transition. You know, we talk about transforming our life and changing, and we forget that there are cycles, right? There are ups and downs, and then, you know, you're moving towards something very steadily, but you have these peaks and valleys. And your mom's transition to me was such a beautiful understanding of that. So tell me a little bit about the transition. Like, how did it start, and how long was your mom in it?
That's a complicated question and a complicated answer. The physical act of dying lasted about 10 days. And in mm-hmm. that process, she was able to narrate the crossing of the veil and what she experienced as she was going through it. But I would say that my mother's true transition of crossing to the other side lasted many years. And she was a little bit of background from my mother. She was bedridden. She moved in with me in the year 2006. She came to me bedridden with severe osteoporosis and pain. And none of us, you know, she had intended to not get to that point where she was a burden on someone else. Her goal was to work herself to death in service to others, and she had such joy in doing it and felt compelled that if she worked hard enough, one day she just wouldn't wake up and it would all just be this beautiful transition. And that was not that was not her father's plan for her. Her father's plan was much broader and wider. And so she actively was in the process of dying for many years, and then in the journey, it got it was very interesting as she learned and discovered things about herself, her spirituality, her connection to God, and then was able to utilize it and have experiences on the other side that made her crossing over process so seamless and so easy. She would go
and talk to a lot of us, Susan. You know, what I love about your mother was in her moments on the other side and bringing back the information to us, it was always so timely. Do you remember that? Like, I would go and see your mom. I'd feel called to go and spend some time with her. And what she had experienced on the other side was something that was like a message that I needed, like something I was wrestling with spiritually in my life. And there your mom would be, her bright light going, oh, by the way, I had this thought, or I had this dream, or, you know, did you find that when you spent time with her as well?
Yes, she would be very intuitive. She would go into what I only can term as the tunnel, and she would be unresponsive for 20 minutes or 4 hours at a time. And she would go into these far off places. And the first time she went through, she had her basic life review, and this was years before she died. And it was so interesting because I would hear her sharing this message with those who came to visit her, and there were a great number of people who visited her. There was, she never was out of bed, and there she would receive maybe 20 to 25 visitors a week. The pull of this woman was amazing. But the one thing that she would enjoy sharing with others is that in this life review, she discovered that we're too hard on ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that that the universe, God, her savior, they were far kinder about the mistakes that she had made than she was on herself. And so as people would come to feel healed by being with her. She would, you know, be generous with their faults and generous with their praise. She would be so easy with them and have compassion for the mistakes along the way and encourage them on the path, knowing that it was so doable.
Yeah, and that was something that I realized about your mom. You know, I was asked to meet your mom, and at the time she was described as someone who was dying. But what I found in her, in this bed, in this beautiful room, was light, just pure light. And I was taken aback because I was like, whoa, that's a lot of life force there. And that's one of the things that I think gravitated so many people to your mom. And, you know, I know that your mom wanted to be of service. And what I love about, you know, following her through the last year and a half of her life is that she did that up until the end. She was of service. And that joy that she had about physical life was infective. You know, you just went in and you were like, yes, the trees are beautiful and the flowers are amazing and that little bird over there is incredible. You know, she just made you really look at life in a different way. So
she was fearless. She was not afraid to live, and she was not afraid to die. She was, if this is where I'm supposed to be, Lord, then I will make the most of this place. And if that was in a bed and looking out the window, then she would revel as the clouds floated by and the birds came to her bird feeder. And she had certain times of the day when the sun felt golden, and she would call you in and say, oh, look, just look at how the sun and the clouds are in the sky. And that is something that it taught me so much about how we, in our busyness of every day, we don't see the small things. We lived in New Hampshire for, she lived with me for 6 of the years in New Hampshire. And I would take her for drives during fall foliage. And we're so busy looking at the incredible colors. And my mom would say, and in her wisdom, she'd say, oh, Susan, honey, look at how the bark underneath the leaves gives shape and interest to the structure. And I think there's such depth in that sometimes in our own lives, we're so busy looking at whatever is most obvious that we don't oftentimes look at the underlying structure of what's going on.
And
it was truly a life lesson.
Speaking of a pause, Susan, we need to go to break, but hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the Rad Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-9000. 972-5366.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Janice Underwood Show,
helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Have you ever lost your way while driving somewhere? This can be unsettling as you don't know if you should go left, right, forward, backwards, or make a U-turn. Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, where we harness the power of the universe for happier living. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on helping them get back on their natural road of living their life with joy. Next time you feel off track, tap into your inner child's sense of joy and write down on paper the non-negotiable qualities that you're needing in career or love, but without limiting specifics. With your list, you know where to place your energy going forward and where not to. You're always best served when your inner child is at the navigation controls. However, don't worry, you still have the keys to the car. If you would like to schedule a personal navigation session with me, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
Well, hello again. This is Janice Underwood. I'm here with Susan Christensen, and we're here on the Janice Underwood Show. And boy, we just have been talking about how Susan's mom was such a beautiful teacher to so many at the end of her life, and of course during her life. But I think that it probably surprised her that she was going to be such a profound teacher for those of us who came to her side in her later years. And so I was just talking to Susan about that, how her mom loved the environment. She loved physical life so much. And I wish I could describe to you, all of those who are listening, just how that looked and felt, because I've never been around someone who cherished the breath of life as much as Susan's mom. And, you know, Susan, would you say that it's because your mom understood somehow the energy between her and other things, or the connection? Because I know your mom didn't openly talk about these things, but just in witnessing her, it seemed like she knew, like she could see there was more to just the plant sitting across from her. What do you know about that?
You know, Janice, there are moments that she had that were one might call oneness. And they were they were not what you might expect them to be. She remembered one time she was going to sweep the French porch. She lived in Escondido, California, and there was a spider there, and she went to go sweep the spider off the porch. And she looked at the spider, and the spider looked at her. And she had a moment where the time stopped. And she knew that there was oneness between her and the spider. And it transformed her into this knowing that all of God's creatures are of worth, and they all have a divineness about them. And so this is the lesson that I think she was trying to share with those of us around her, was that as she commented on the trees or the leaves or the birds, she was really talking about that all things are God's, and that all things have an energy and a vibration and a divinity. And she understood that at this cellular level that I still marvel at this day too, and I aspire to, because I don't understand it as
it
she
was
did.
So deeply integrated in her that when you walked into the room, and I think this is what we really understand more and more these days, is that when it's part of us, when we really have integrated something, you can walk into a room with the person who's integrated that message and you just get it. Like, they don't even have to teach it to you. You might not know what it is, because I know for me, sometimes I would sit with your mom. I'm like, I don't know what just shifted, but something just amazing happened. And the insights that she would help to back, you know, if you had a message or maybe a synchronicity on the way over to see her, it seemed as if she knew about that already and she could help walk you through it. And I loved that about your mom, because as you said earlier, she was so giving of her time, even if I'm sure she didn't feel good a lot of that time, but she still gave of herself. And
she was able to always transcend it. The other person was always more important than she was. She was always able to put the other person's needs first.
She was. And you know what was really sweet was her taking the time, because, you know, she couldn't be so actively busy physically, taking the time to turn that towards herself. I think that's one of the key concepts that I got to kind of help your mom, if I helped her in any way, would be that, is to turn all of that towards her. And I know she struggled with that at first. And towards the end of her time, though, time on Earth, she blossomed in that. And you could tell that she was ready, and she knew that she was of God as well. Is that a fair assessment?
Oh, very much so. She was always willing to make other people more important. And she had to transcend a great deal in order to become the woman who she was before she passed. People would say to me, oh my goodness, what was it like to be raised by this amazing woman? And I would say, I have no idea. That wasn't the woman that raised me.
Yeah. You know, I heard that right before you said that. Your mom. Okay. So your mom wants to chat with us. I'm like, I know, Barbara. But she's like, yes, because that's part of her journey, right? Is she had her own trials and tribulations. She didn't have the most loving environments at times. She didn't have the most loving messages. So, you know, how is it that she got those messages?
Janice,
that's my question. Yes, go.
So Janice, you mentioned at the beginning of the show that your guest Susan is a channel. And if that is all right, we would like to allow Susan's mother to explain this for herself. Do we have permission to do that?
Yes, let's go. Let's do that. Thank you, Barbara.
Oh, hi, honey. It's so good to be with you and with all of those that are here. We welcome you. And I am so thrilled to be talked about on this show. Not that it's about me, but about the fact that I was able to share enough about who I was and what I learned that it still matters to other people. So if it's all right with you, what I'd like to do is spend a few minutes talking about the journey that I had that brought me to this place of great peace before I crossed over. So is that all right, Janice?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, honey. It's so good to be with you. So, let me just tell you that there came a very dark time in my life. My mother and father had passed away, and my husband had passed away, and I was all by myself. And I realized I had a problem. And it wasn't a happy time for me, because I realized I was angry. Oh my goodness, I was so angry. And there were lots of reasons for my being angry and having the emotional issues that I had. But it was something that I had to face, because I didn't want to be that angry person. I've been able to cover it up for so many years by serving other people and going to church and for trying to pretend that I was okay. But there came a day, sweetheart, when I knew I wasn't okay. Mm-hmm. And I spent a year in intense help with myself. And then I would say my journey lasted 10 years overall. Mm-hmm. And there would be days when I wouldn't get out of bed until late afternoon, and I would just write and write and pray and sing and read. And then I'd do some more writing. And then I had this wonderful friend who would listen to me for hours on end as I processed. And I know that not everybody can do this by themselves, but I was given this gift from my loving Father in heaven that it took me a long time, but I was able to forgive all those people that had left so much pain in the wake of living. And so what I really want to tell those of you who are listening, and I hope some of you out there are listening, but what I want to share with you is this. It matters. Oh, my dear friends, and you are my friends, even though we may not know each other personally, you are my friends. Let me tell you, this journey in life matters. All that work in letting go of the past, the work of forgiving those who have hurt you. And can I tell you something, my friends? It is not important whether they deserve forgiveness or not. And Susan will tell this to her clients as well. It's not about the person you're forgiving. It's about you. It's about your becoming whole. Now, in my life, I talked a lot about becoming whole. That was my goal. And I would read about it and study it and pray about it and say, oh, dear Father, please make me whole. And that was my goal. And I understood at the end that it wasn't about becoming whole. It was about becoming and becoming who I was supposed to be. So for all of those of you who are on a journey, please let me reassure you with all the love and compassion in my heart, for there is so much compassion because I know what pain is. Let me tell you that it matters. It matters to you. It matters to those people in your life who care about you, and each one of you has them. And it matters to our Father in heaven, and, you know, there's lots of names for him, and he doesn't really care whether you, what you call him, the universe or God or your Father or Allah. He's just up there, and he cares, and it matters, so that when you get to the other side, which I have done, you're not carrying things with you that you then have to deal with, because I'm going to tell you something.
And Barbara,
yes.
Can we pause for a moment? We're going to take a quick break, because I think this next segment, let's let our listeners absorb that energy, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Isn't it time to put your health first? To give yourself the gift of whole body wellness? What if embracing unconditional love and self-care was the first step to wellness? Could you honor that for yourself? My name is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio and the author of Rewired Life, A Journey to Untangle Chronic Pain and Endometriosis. In my book, I share how I healed from 17 years of chronic pain and disease. Get your signed copy at audreymichelle.com/book, spelled MICHEL.com/book.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Wow, did I tell you we had a show today? An amazing, lots of energy going on here. I don't know if you all can feel it, but from where I sit, it's just amazing to have these two energy healers with me, Barb and Susan. And, you know, Barbara did not claim to be an energy healer or even an intuitive in her life. She had a different belief structure. But anybody who was in her presence, like, I knew that she was a very powerful being of light. And I was just so honored and grateful that I could spend some time with her and it was part of my healing as well. And, you know, when we talk about our own journeys and especially when we're trying to move into being the creators of our life, it's really nice to have access to these vibrations. And so Barbara was talking to us about the vibration of forgiveness, and we all know how powerful that is. And the other connection that she gave me and other people who died within about the same 2 years of my life was that I got access to the vibration of love. And that to me has translated into so many, if you want to call them miracles in my life, just by accessing the frequency of love. And speaking of which, you know, Susan, before we forget, I do want people to be able to connect with you. So what's the best way that a listener can reach out to you and perhaps have a session or ask you a question?
I have an email address. I am Susan L. Chris, C-H-R-I-S, at yahoo.com. Or I have a website that's not very fleshed out, but it is who I am. It's how you can contact me. It's energycandothat.com. And either way works.
Wonderful, wonderful. Because, you know, having a session with you is, I think you wrote it in your new bio, right? It's quite an adventure. I can attest to that.
as you already know, I didn't write that. I sat down to write it, and I messaged Janice and said, this is really hard. And 3 minutes later, I was done, and Janice called me laughing and said, yeah, you didn't write it, did you? And I said, nope.
So, yeah, but it's nice to have help, right? It's nice to have the help. And some people have help specifically from, you know, soul parts of themselves. I like to call them facets or, you know, fragments of ourselves, you know, experiences that we've had before. And other people have, you know, guides and other people, you know, still stay connected to the astral parts of those who are are on the other side that, you know, we knew in this lifetime. So speaking of which, you know, I really did want your mom to complete her thought about, you know, we were talking about connection. And I do want to ask her this, and I'm sure this is the appropriate time as well. She'll make this all work. She's amazing in doing that. I'd like to talk about the connection that you all had as souls, like your soul covenant with her. So if Barb's ready, I'd love to hear from her.
Before we get started on the other things I have to say, let me tell you and your listeners about a tool that I found most helpful. And it has to do with Susan's pranic healing background. Mm-hmm. And this is a meditation that I would do. I first of all did it for myself and for the other people in my life. And then I found that I could do it as a proxy for those people in my life who I felt weren't quite ready for it, but it was a different way of praying for them. Mm-hmm. So the website is pranichealing.com/forgiveness. And Master Ko leads those who are watching in a forgiveness meditation. And oh my goodness, what a powerful tool it is when you don't quite know how to forgive somebody on your own. Because we're told to forgive, but then you think, but how do I do that? And so Master Ko has given us this beautiful tool to help us forgive. So let's just talk for a little minute about moving to the other side. Because when you move to the other side, you take who you are with you. Oh my goodness, isn't that a powerful thought? You take who you are with you. So, for those of us who had a lot of work to do, it's time to get started. And if you're feeling some emotions that you don't want to carry with you into the next journey, then it's time to deal with them. And however you choose to deal with them, however way that presents itself, I ask you for yourself to take advantage of the opportunity of getting healed emotionally and spiritually, so that when you do move over into the next life, the transition becomes a seamless and beautiful thing, and it's nothing to be afraid of. So, the energy of forgiveness and the energy, the vibration, the frequency, and the power of love are not to be minimalized or thought less of. It's so important. So let's talk about love for a little minute, shall we? Now, my friend and your friend, Janice, asked me to talk a little bit about the covenant that Susan and I made before we came on this earth. Now, if we're going to make this important to all of you, then let's just tell the story from our perspective, and we'll let you think about it as it applies to you. So, Susan, before she was born, said she would come down as my daughter, but really who she came down was the one who was going to save me, and not save my soul, because that is a spiritual thing, but save me in a way that I was unable to make the last parts of healing in my life possible without what she brought into it. And you know what? She made this covenant with me knowing full well that it was going to take her into the dark night of the soul that, oh, it wasn't one night, my friends. Mm-hmm. It was years, and it tore her world apart. And in the depths of this despair that she was living through, she became an energy healer and brought into my world, because the night that her world fell apart, it was only 12 hours later that she found out I was going to come and live with her. So there was a divine plan. And it was so important that I have these other pieces to the spiritual religion that I had, and I needed to understand these things. So Susan, with full knowledge of the pain that it would cost her, promised that she would do this for me. And I will be eternally grateful that she was willing to do that for me. Now let's talk about soul covenants for just a minute. Have you ever met somebody or have somebody in your life where you just know that there's a connection that goes beyond what you can rationally understand?
Yes.
You have, haven't you?
Yes.
And you know what's interesting, Janice? And you already know this from your own life. It doesn't always end up on a happy note, does
it? No, it does not, no.
And you think to yourself, well, if I made a promise to you, shouldn't we both end up happy? And that's not always a yes answer. Sometimes this person comes in to be an agitator or to take you into a direction that without that prod, you wouldn't go.
Right.
Isn't that what you found too, Janice?
Oh, definitely so. Definitely so. And at those times, we can almost feel as if they're working against us. But many, many times and years later, we can recognize the blessing that they were. And yes. So with that, you know, we're getting ready to take another break. And so what's something you want to offer the listeners pretty quickly before we do that break? You have about 30 seconds.
All I can say is that you feel if something is important to follow through, even if you don't know where it's going to take you, follow through.
And oh, that is so beautiful. I love that you say that because it can be hard, right? We are resistant a lot of times to doing that.
It may not always make sense, but follow through.
It usually doesn't make sense. But what does make sense is we're going to take a break right now. You're listening to me and Susan and Barb on the Janice Underwood Show. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Well, I think I'll probably be saying this every week. Time flies when you're having fun, huh? I'm here with Susan Christensen, and Susan is a real-time channel, and she's also an energy healer. And she and I met through interesting circumstances. We were just talking about how, you know, you just don't ever know how things are going to be showing up in your life. And so for me, I really wanted to transition into and lean into energy healing. It started coming to me in some interesting ways, and I did not intend to be an energy healer. And so one of the really cool things was as I was asking for guidance and where are my teachers and how can I learn about these vibrations, someone like Barbara ends up in my life in very strange ways. And then here comes Susan, right? Her daughter. And it's been such an amazing journey because I think, Susan, you and I, we've probably grown an awful lot in different ways after the experience with your mom. Would you agree with that?
Not even a question.
Yeah. And we've come to know each other in, you know, through really dark times and through really light times and, you know, when we've struggled and when we've been vulnerable and it's been a really great relationship. So to kind of end your mom's thought about these souls that come into our lives, yeah, I think that I've really seen it play out also with you and I and how your mom brought us together and how we help each other in our special relationship, you know, because our relationship together is different than other relationships we have with other people. So with that, you know, most people who are trying to be better or let go of old wounds or want to transform, what do you think the hardest part is in that journey? Like, how do they start?
Well, I know that in my own personal journey, I had no idea where to start. And I went to my bio, it says I went into an energy healer, walked in one person and out another one, never to be the same. And I wondered, how did that happen? And what was that? And so I called her later and I said, what was that? And she recommended that I start with pranic healing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a fabulous way for me to start. And I know that you felt a call and you don't know where to go. So you started with NLP.
Yes, I started with NLP a long time ago. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you moved into hypnotherapy and past life regression and it just evolved. And so I would say to you that are feeling the call of your soul to something that you don't understand and you're yearning to make sense of what it is that this higher calling is to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. And as you start somewhere, the rest of it will show up. I started with pranic healing and I love pranic healing. I'm still a pranic healer and run my clinic and mentor new pranic healers. And I have many experienced pranic healers and we love what we do. But then as we do that, and Janice has had the same experience, other things just show up. People show up and abilities show up and you find out who you are. But when you're opening the door to something then other opportunities find their way. It is your letting the universe know, hey, I'm here. I don't know exactly what I'm doing, but I'm here and hear my call and please answer it. And it will. And if you're like Janice and I, we're still not done evolving, are we, Janice?
No, as your mom has told us several times, we're on the journey of becoming. And that is our entire life, right? We just continue to become more and more of our, what I call our true essence, and what your mom would probably call wholeness. And yeah, I totally agree with that. And I think that one thing that has always been exciting for me when I've asked for signs, because I'm one of those people, I want to see it in my environment, right? So I'm like, give me a sign. And I have, you know, with your mom, it's usually the butterflies, and with my uncle, it's the feathers. And, you know, and I love that, because when we ask, we get our answers. We just have to be aware of them. And that's usually the harder part.
It is. But it's important to know that, you know, radio shows like this are out there to help explore ideas and options and help you find people who can move you along the path. Now, it's interesting because your friend Susan has just stepped aside and allowed us to talk about her for just a moment, if that's okay. Mm-hmm. And so what Susan's ability, that one of the things that she does beautifully, is allow the healers that come to her to discover things about themselves and their own abilities that need to be unfolded and discovered and enlightened. And have you not found that yourself to be true, Janice?
Oh, yes, definitely.
So just know that as you're starting your journey, be open to thoughts that come to your mind, to people who cross your path, and be willing to explore. And your friend Beth that was on the show last week, you talked about courage. And oh my goodness, sometimes it does take us so much courage.
It takes a lot of courage. It does. It does. In fact, that was my mantra, my simple mantra this year. I gave it to all of my clients. I'm like, it's about courage, just courage. And we're being asked at these times to lean in and really put into action what we've learned. And what I love about your mom's story and why it makes sense that we're talking about her transition is that it is very similar to transformation. It's the same journey. It's just a matter of, you know, one leads us to leave our physical body, and one leads us into our physical beingness as spiritual beings. And I think that it's just been amazing to have her with us, and you as always, Susan. So Susan, one more time, give people your information so that they can get a hold of you.
I am Susan Christensen at Susan L. Chris at yahoo.com, or simply go to the website. It's energycandothat.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Susan, for sharing your gifts and your story with us today. And I want to thank your mom as always. Love you, Barbara. She and I, we chat on a regular basis, it seems like, especially when we have big projects to do. And, you know, I just want to thank all of the listeners for tuning into the Janice Underwood Show. And as always, I've had a wonderful time. Please join me every Monday. I'll be here at 9 a.m. Pacific time, 12 p.m. Eastern. If you need any more information about some of my guests, or if you'd like to know more about the Life Creator System and some of the tools you can use, you can go to janiceunderwood.com. And I'm super excited that the Creator Wisdom Nuggets are here. That's going to be a weekly series on YouTube at Real Life Real Changes, the channel Real Life Real Changes. And so you can join me there if you need some, as Susan says, if you need some place to start. This was actually downloaded to me. All of it's a 52-card deck, and I worked like 4 hours straight on just handwriting these cards for right now. And because the message was, you know, people just need a place to start. it, you know, all this talk about transformation and everything can be a lot for people. So they need to know how to start, and these little wisdom nuggets are a great place to do that. Next week is Christmas. So I have a show for you where we're going to be walking through how to give your goals an energetic boost. So Susan, thank you so much for being here. So lovely. You're just such a lovely soul. And everybody else, have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
Thanks, Janice.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Janice Underwood Show. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and step into your creator shoes. Follow Janice as she continues to explore practical, soul-based tools and the creator mindset to promote healthier relationships with our bodies. Be supported in this physical life and evolve. For more information on Janice Underwood and her work, or to listen to past shows, visit janiceunderwood.com.